Welcome everyone to day 5 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. A big wave to the people online. Here we are all together. And let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Let yourself settle into your body, into your space. Into the present moment awareness, letting go of the morning you've already had. Also letting go of the day that you're anticipating. And continuing and actually starting at long last on the Eightfold Path. We're here we are at the fourth noble truth, or the fourth noble inquiry. And it is the Eightfold Path. So that is right view, right intentions, right speech, action, livelihood, right effort, concentration, and mindfulness. We're going to take them one at a time. So today we're going to start on this path of really how do we take our understanding of the first three noble truths / inquiries and apply it to our lives. And we start with the right view, sort of having the view or the perspective. And there are so many things we can say about the view. People have spent lifetimes on commenting, on analyzing, on explaining the view. So I just want to say this is just the tip of the iceberg. And as I was doing the research, I wanted to just pick out a few things that I think really apply to us. And I wanted to start in terms of the discussion of the view with this phrase that I just love, which is our precious human birth. And I want to invite you to just let that land on you. This idea that we have such great fortune. We have the time, the resources, the mental capacity to practice. So let's just start there. We have the opportunity, even more so, to practice together in community. Not everyone has this. Not everyone has this kind of leisure time, resources, and mental capacity to even practice. So really, just starting with that sense of appreciation for our precious human birth. And on that note, I want to thank Bill and Rebecca, since they're here in the studio, for making this possible. And I also want to thank everyone for showing up, because it's hard to have a group if you're by yourself. So thank you to everyone, and that sense of community. So this idea of our precious human birth and our great fortune really can be the ground of our practice. And let it be the ground of your practice today on your cushion, in your seat, and in your life. So let's practice. Taking your seat once again, feeling that sense of groundedness. That sense of the precious human birth, starting with your body. And our bodies are basically working today, right now. That sense of being grounded in the earth. Our sense of place. And from that ground, feeling the length of our back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening, softening in front, connecting to that tender heart. Our sense of care for ourselves, our precious human birth, and everyone else in that sense of community. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.